Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about various halachas as it applies to some gedalia. This will apply as well to the other less strict fasts as well. So we'll exclude Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur from our discussion. And most of the halachas we'll talk about relate to food. So number one, somebody who is not obligated to fast on some gedalia and the other fast days that we're discussing. So can they eat anything they want, or do they have to limit it? We're not going to talk about quantity, but quality, the types of food that they have, and where should they be eating. So Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs brings down as follows: anyone who has a heter to not fast can eat, but do it betzina, do it in a private place. Don't sit and eat in public because it is a fast day. And in addition, what you should be eating is don't eat meat, wine, and other delicacies. Tame it down because it is a fast day. You have a heter to eat. Don't do it in public, and don't exaggerate as to the type of food that you're eating. Similar thing applies to children who are not fasting. We should not be giving them junk food. The Birkei Yosef says if they take it themselves, okay, you don't have to stop them, but don't offer the junk food to them. Okay, that's category number one of halachas. Somebody who is not obligated to fast, eat privately, and don't exaggerate the type of foods that you have. It's not a day of delicacies. Next, how about brushing of teeth on this day? So the default would be not to. However, if somebody is more sensitive, categorized as an istinis, so it's difficult for them to go without brushing of teeth, some poskim say that they can brush even with toothpaste. You just have to be careful to spit everything out. Nothing should be swallowed, split it all out. Rav Avadya Yosef had a chumrah on this, that within the heter of permitting people who are an istinis to brush teeth even with toothpaste, that don't put a revis of water into your mouth. So that's 86 cc's or 86 ml. That's the same measurement. So don't put what would be considered a drink into your mouth at one time, even though you're not swallowing it. So that is point number two when it comes to washing out of the mouth. Another medical issue is how about taking of necessary medicine. So it's permitted, and you can take with the necessary water as well. So what's necessary? Don't do more than it's necessary, but what is necessary, that's permitted. Okay, that's all health issues. That's category number two of discussion. Category number three of halachas, touching of foods on the day of the fast. So the Prima Gadim says as follows, that we should not be touching. Ein lagas b'ma'achalim shelo litzorach. This is in the Prima Gadim Mishpatzot Zahav, Siman Tesh Taf Resh Yud Beis. So it's talking about Yom Kippur there, but he talks about both Yom Kippur and other fast days. And it turns out what's very interesting, he says when it comes to non-Yom Kippur fasts, you have to be careful to not touch the food without a need. If you have a need, okay, you have to feed a child, a baby, and the like, go ahead, absolutely touch it. But if you don't have a need, don't touch the food, because you may come to eat it. Now, the Yachronim, and it's discussed, it's based on the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. How about on Yom Kippur? It turns out that on Yom Kippur, we're more makel than this. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, we say the fear of the fast, the fear of Yom HaDin is upon you. And accordingly, on Yom Kippur, people are going to be extra careful to not eat the food. But when it comes to other fast days, the less strict fast days, the more lenient fast days, like some gedalias we're talking about today, we have to be more strict about not touching the food because we don't have the emas hadin upon us, the fear of the din of Yom Kippur. And accordingly, only when it's necessary do we touch the food. How about somebody made a mistake? Hatoa v'achal osha. So what happens? Somebody made a mistake. They forgot it's Tzom Gedalia. They forgot it's a Tanis Esther, Asara B'Tavis, and the like. What happens if they came home, they ate, they drank, and then remembered, oy gavalt, it's a fast day. So the person should continue fasting at that point, even though they broke the fast, but continue fasting. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, that person can even say anenu and get an aliyah to the Torah, to the Kriyas Torah at Mincha. Now, what happens if somebody made a mistake, forgot it was the fast day, we'll talk about Tzom Gedalia, forgot it was Tzom Gedalia, said a bracha on food or a bracha on a drink, did not eat or drink yet, and then remembered before eating or drinking that it is a fast day, I'm not allowed to eat or drink. What do? Do you still eat a little bit, a tiny bit, drink a little bit? It's because he said the bracha already. So on the one hand, if I eat, I'm eating on the fast day, that's a problem. But if I don't eat, then I said a bracha levatala. So in fact, we have a machlokas aposkim here. The Stechemet brings in the name of Nachba B'Kesef as follows, Sheval Tase. You should be passive. In other words, don't break the fast. You may have said a bracha, but you should not be breaking the fast. So say right after the bracha, you remember that it's a fast day, say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. So that is the first view. The first view is don't eat. The second view is that you should eat a little bit, a tiny amount. Why? Because based on the Shita of the Rambam, that somebody who says a bracha levatala, a bracha that wasn't necessary, bracha levatala, a bracha in vain, violates the prohibition of losisa Hashem Elokecha Lashav. You have uttered God's name in vain. And accordingly, if I have a choice, I'm put in a very difficult situation. I said a bracha, forgetting that it was a fast. And if I eat, I'm violating the fast. But that's good for my bracha, because it's not going to be bracha levatala. But if I say I can't eat because it's a fast day, I'm saying a bracha levatala. So which is worse? So based on this Rambam, it's worse to say a bracha levatala, because that would be a deraisa. And we're talking about a rabbinic fast day. We're not talking about Yom Kippur here, but if you're talking about a rabbinic fast day, then it's a rabbinic prohibition to be eating. So it would be better to eat something on that fast day and not violate the Isser D'Oraisa of Losisa because of uttering a brach in vain. That would be the preference. And violate the Rabbanon of not eating. That would be the second approach. So we have a machlokas haposkim there. So either way seems to be valid. Everyone should ask a shaila in advance. Hopefully this will never happen. Hopefully this is just a theoretical question and not halacha lemaisa. And the last category of discussion actually doesn't relate to food is taking a shower. You want to enjoy yourself, litanug, an enjoyable hot shower on the fast day. Again, we're not talking about Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So the Prima Gunim and Taze, this is not the right day to be enjoying yourself, taking a full body shower or bath or jacuzzi or spa. Ein lirchos kol aguf bas achas. Don't wash your entire body together at one time. B'mayim chamim, with hot water. Derech tanug, in an enjoyable way. This is not the right day. If you want to wash parts of the body, you want to wash your face with hot water, okay, no problem. But also the whole body, if you're filthy, you need it. But we're talking about hot water, derech tanug, for enjoyment purposes, that should be delayed until after the fast. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.